With newly painted walls, signage, and parking meters, it's a sleek look entering the China Bridge parking garage. And as of Friday, residents are assured that they no longer will need to spend time driving up and down the ramps looking for an available parking spot. Kenzie Colson, the city's parking and fleet supervisor, was up most of Thursday night making sure that the new system was ready to go.
The garage is live now, and by that I mean that the gates are in the down position. And so I just want to make sure everyone knows that even though there are periods of free in the garage, all the way up until 5 p.m., that garage is free, but you will see the gates in the down position. When you arrive at the garage, you'll take a ticket. Make sure you keep your ticket because you'll need it upon exit. And the system's going well so far, so don't be afraid. And there's also an intercom system located at every piece of equipment. And so if there's any confusion, press that intercom button at any time.
In addition, all of the outlying surface parking, including Sweet Alley, the Flagpole, and Brew Pub parking lots, are equipped with meters to accept money after 5 p.m. For those Main Street employees who work evenings, they can now catch a free shuttle from the Homestake parking lot, located just off of Kearns Boulevard, east of the Holiday Village Shopping Center, and will be driven to the Old Town Transit Center.
The Homestake employee lot is operational, and the lighting is in place, cameras, shelter. It's cleaned up very nicely over there. And that shuttle begins at noon today. The operating hours will be noon until 4 a.m. daily, and we'll assess the ridership and see how it's going from there. It departs every 10 minutes up to the Old Town Transit Center.
For those who plan to park at the Homestake lot, you must register for what's called virtual permitting so that your vehicle isn't ticketed. This lot is for Old Town employees only.
It's an easy registration process. If you're an employee of Main Street, you'd like to park at Homestake, just send an email to homestakeparking@parkcity.org and make sure to include your business name and your license plate, and it's as easy as that to get registered.
Those employees who choose to carpool to Main Street, she says, will enjoy free parking.
The carpool permits are available at Public Works. You can read about the process also on our website, parkcity.org/parking, and just click the permits button. You can see that the carpool permit just requires two vehicle occupants. And so all you have to do if you're working on Main is find a buddy, sign up together, and bring your application down to Public Works.
As for the city's vision of being a small town, Colson admits that the new parking system is very urban, but now necessary as Park City continues to grow and visitation increases.
One of the themes through the outreach has been how do we come to grips with the fact that we're bigger now and that we do have these problems? And I'm very optimistic that we're moving toward steps to figure out how to accommodate all the people and all the cars. And I'm excited to assess what's happening with the program today and tomorrow and for the next few months.
Even though idling cars will now be lining up on busy days as they wait to enter or exit the garage, she says parking cars faster, as this new system will do, will mean less idling vehicles than we see today.
Statistically, they say that 30% of congestion involves people looking for parking. And so with our increased wayfinding signage and some of the process we've lined up today, we just hope that cars get off the road faster and they're not circling and they do park if they need to park. And then, of course, we hope people still embrace the bus, and all the suite of transit that's happening right now is really exciting.
That's Kenzie Colson. One problem was discovered on the first day, and that is tickets near cell phones. It's recommended that you keep your parking ticket away from your cell phone, as it tends to deactivate it. Feedback is welcome. The best way to do that is to go online to parkcity.org/parking and click the feedback button to have your questions answered or to provide suggestions. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.